From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Democrats and Republicans offered a glimpse today of the kind of health care debate likely to unfold on the Senate floor after Thanksgiving. One of the most controversial provisions involves government-administered insurance. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California says the public option is a necessity.
This is the reason for the public option, to put out there some competition that will sober this huge for-profit 800-pound gorilla.
But Republicans argue taxpayers cannot afford the bill to overhaul health care. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas says the plan will far exceed the Democrats' estimated price tag.
President Obama said that it would be under $900 billion. It is not. President Obama said it would not add to the deficit. It will. President Obama said that no one would lose the health care that they have, and they will. This is a terrible bill.
Both women appeared on NBC's Meet the Press today. At least 92 Chinese miners have died in the latest coal mine accident, and 16 others are trapped underground. NPR's Louisa Lim has more from Shanghai.
A gas explosion ripped through the coal mine in Hegang City in Heilongjiang Province in northwestern China on Saturday morning. The blast was in a large state-owned coal mine, and it was so powerful that it collapsed mine buildings above ground. Some of China's top leaders have issued instructions on rescue work, and Vice Premier Zhang Dejiang was at the site to oversee the rescue effort. One local website said the mine's safety staff had known that gas was at unsafe levels and were trying to clear the mine when the blast happened. This particular coal mine has already been the site of three previous disasters, in which a total of 88 people died. In the first half of this year, 1,175 Chinese miners died in accidents, a drop of almost 20% from the year before. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
A ferry carrying hundreds of people sank off the coast of Indonesia today. At least 29 people were killed. 16 people remain missing. Authorities say the ferry went down during stormy weather. More than 240 people were rescued. Iraqi lawmakers are still deadlocked over an election law dispute. The impasse threatens to derail a national vote in January and could delay U.S. plans to start withdrawing combat troops next year. The Iraqi parliament is debating compromises that might satisfy Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi. He vetoed the election law last week, saying Iraqis displaced by the war were not fairly represented. Most of them are Sunni Arab, like Hashimi. Two bomb blasts erupted outside a police station in the northeast Indian state of Assam today. At least six people are dead. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but authorities suspect a separatist group was behind the bombings. This is NPR News. The Iranian military is staging a large-scale drill that a senior commander says is needed to protect the country's nuclear facilities from potential attack. The air defense war games started today and are expected to last nearly a week. The drill is a show of Iran's military might at a time when it faces heavy international pressure to halt its nuclear program. The Islamic Republic denies claims that it is pursuing atomic weapons. Motown is 50 years old. Its birthday celebration last night was nothing less than lavish as Motown royalty turned out for the Red Carpet Gala in Detroit. The event helped raise money for the Motown Historical Museum, the original home of Motown Records. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Berry Gordy, a young and obscure songwriter, started what would become Motown with an $800 loan. The label brought us music from, among others, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, The Temptations, and Smokey Robinson. In 1988, Berry Gordy sold Motown to MCA. It was subsequently acquired by Universal. But Motown music endures. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
It was a big election day in Romania, where people were voting for a new president. The main candidates described the vote as one of the most crucial since the fall of communism 20 years ago in that country. This is Romania's first presidential election as a member of the European Union. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.